We have a special guest in the cafe today, the host of Vintage Radio Rewind, Clayton Hester. Welcome to the Cafe Concerto.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're excited about our new program on KRCU, Vintage Radio Rewind, airs Friday nights at 7. Can you tell us a little bit about the concept of your show?
Sure. And so I think the best way to kind of summarize it is to just say it creates a blend of a lot of, you know, your adult standards from back in the day, your vintage pop, those sorts of things, jazz and the like, and just basically rolls those into one. Is kind of meant to help you with, if you've heard these songs before, then, you know, kind of refamiliarizing yourself with a bit of the Great American Songbook at times, or even introducing you to new things that you haven't heard, or covers of things that you haven't heard, just because songs had so many different unique takes in that day. It seemed like people were sharing songs more than they seem to do today, perhaps. But
yeah, mm-hmm. I think you're right about that. I understand the concept of vintage. What makes a song a standard? What does that mean?
Oh, that's a good question. I would just say that it comes from how recognized it has been. Different things like Fly Me to the Moon, I mean, things like that, and that's kind of your Sinatra standby type song. Different things, and that kind of bounces me along to the song Swingin' on a Star, things like that by Bing Crosby and others. Things really become a standard, I think, because they familiarize, I think it is that familiarity again.
Okay.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It calls to mind other things that are associated maybe even with that era, not just a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you go about selecting songs for Vintage Radio Rewind?
So for that, it's a lot of the times there are songs that I'm like, yes, this is a great one, or yes, this is one I really like, and I think you all should listen to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think it's a matter of kind of helping to identify those lesser known aspects or lesser known songs as well that a popular musician might have done. Folks might know them very well, but not known this particular genre or thing that they had gotten into. A few weeks down the line, we've got Sammy Davis Jr. singing Wichita Lineman.
Which... Oh my goodness. Yeah, well, he had a TV show, right?
Yeah,
and where he sang quite a few of those songs.
Yeah, so those interesting things that came about when artists experiment and do different things, and that provides a good thing to look back on that isn't as remembered, I guess.
Well, I heard all this music as a child in the 50s. Now, my 66th birthday is coming up at the end of the month. But I want to know what your connection is to this music.
Sure. So I've become familiar with it recently, I guess, in terms of my kind of life story, in terms of high school, listening to these, listening online and things like that,
uh-huh.
and kind of becoming familiar with that, you know, through different apps like Pandora or Spotify, those sorts of things. Help with access to things you never thought you needed to hear or knew mm-hmm. or to know. And so it kind of became this world of different things I hadn't heard and had quickly come to like. You know, I think when it comes to different types of musical styles that find themselves into the pop culture, mm-hmm. I'd always kind of looked and saw that, hey, this you know, Rat Pack type style is a really interesting style of music and something I kind of latched onto. But as far as identifying and deepening into that, that was something I think that, you know, the large archive that is the internet kind of helped with me to become more familiar with.
Now, here's a question you didn't know I was going to ask. So I'll give you, instead of asking for five, I'll let you give me maybe two or three. If you were marooned on an island and could take only three recordings, what would they be?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. So yeah, within the last year or so, I've also become a bit of a vinyl collector. So that's been a recent development. So I guess I'm a little bit more familiar with it in terms of album and full, you know, musical collection type things.
That qualifies.
Which should be helpful in answering this question. That's a good question. I know that I would have to have Sinatra, Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. I think would be a big one as well for sure. And you had said three. Okay. The last one, I think I would have to go with, Andy Williams. I think again, you know that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's so fascinating speaking with someone your age, and you want to let everybody know how old you are?
Yes, I am 21.
Yes, that's amazing. That's the coolest part of all of this to me, is that you're a champion for this music at your age. So it's encouraging to me that you're spending all this time and energy, effort to helping us enjoy this music again. So best of luck to you, Clayton Hester, and we'll be sure to rewind with you Friday night at 7 on Vintage Radio Rewind.
Thanks so much.